Shinun Zain Sifal. Potasha Pruso me Alba Amos al Alba Amos, Shismuchalosh Sarabim, in Shoifri, the Soicho Main Bashavis, Imoisachama. Shekivan Sheinbo Alba Amos, Ain Sosayim Shotam Osir Shtamish, Bholyom Royally Bolabo, the Havik Ilus Shoifer Lushu Sarabim. Chazal did not want somebody to pour water in his Rishus with intent that the water will eventually pour out of his Rishus into Rishus HaRabim, even though it's not Issa Deraisa, because Issa Deraisa is only when you pour directly into Rishus HaRabim. If it just goes downhill into the Rishus HaRabim, it's only Drabonim. But even so, Chazal did not want to have such a situation. So, there are certain situations which, when you're going to pour your water into your Chatzar, it's going to look like you want them to go into Rishus HaRabim. So one condition is in the summer, that you want it to be dry. And therefore, if you pour into your Rishus, it looks like you want to pour into Rishus HaRabim. But if your Rishus is 4x4 Amas, that's enough area for the water that you're pouring in for your regular Shabbos use to get absorbed into the ground, and therefore it does not look like you want to throw it into Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, if the Chotzer is 4x4 Amas, then you're allowed to pour water into it, even though it will eventually drip out into Rishus HaRabim. But if it's less than that, and it is in the summer, then it's also to do it. So what do you have to do? Lekach tzorach la'asas guma shetechalol marzekas osayim. You have to make a hole, a ditch in your chotzer that could contain this amount of sosayim, which is the amount of water a person generally uses in one day. Chol guma shechatzi amal, chatzi amal berum, shloishah chum she'amal marzekas osayim. So it has to be a ditch which is half an amal by half an amal by 3/5 of an amal. Once you have that, then you let it pour into your chotzer, into the ditch, even though it's going to eventually pour into Rishus HaRabim, it is permitted. You can make it either being inside the chotzer, or even on the side of the outside of the chotzer. If it's outside of the chotzer, so the Rishus out of the chotzer, it could be a kamel, Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, in that situation, you have to cover up the ditch which is out of your chotzer, and now it becomes a mokam tur, and if the water goes into there, we have no problem. If it eventually goes out of there into Rishus HaRabim, we don't care. Kiven she yase aguma yochel ishbach lo kama she yield. So once you have this heker, even if you pour more than the sasayim of water into it, it's acceptable. Ein machzeka sasayim lo ishbach bo klal. So Chazal made this amount. It has to be the share of holding for sasayim, which we said before was this half by half by 3/5 of an amma volume. Once you have that, you can do whatever you want. The yesh v'chotzer arba'al amma filu orif v'koten. That which we said, the chotzer is 4x4 amas, doesn't have to be square. It could be a rectangle also, 2x8. Oy b'mois hakshomim b'chotzer kol shel. Or another heter would be, in the winter there's no iser at all, because in the winter you don't care that the water stays in your chotzer, it's anyway full of mud. So therefore, mutar lishpach bo kama sheyirtze kol ma sheyirtze. In the winter you can pour whatever you want. If you have a house that has an achsadra, some structure in front of it that has three walls, if you have a patio and a porch and a garden, whatever you have in front of your house, as long as all of them together, I'm starved to four amas, then you're right. If you have a garden, you have to be careful because you may be even iser of watering plants. We're talking about a case that it's a chotzer and nothing's growing over there. If you have two porches in front of two different second-story apartments, also if you have two porches that have some soft type of cement that can absorb the water that's poured into them, then as long as they have 4x4 amas and they're within 4 tvachim of one another, then it's tarif, even though each one independently has less than 4x4 amas. It says in Mechaba, "Bemet v'mamurim, v'chotzer smuch l'shus harabim, av nismuch l'kamales, afilu k'tan ha'vein, and tzricha guma afilu meisach amal." This whole chumrah of having to have this ditch to pour water in the summer is only when it's open to Rishus HaRabim. If it's open to a kamales, since that Rishus itself is only drabonon, therefore you could pour into your chotzer any way you want, even though it's eventually going to go into the kamales.